halakot that apply to Erev Pesach. Of course, we discussed Ta'anit Bechorot. We said in the shiur yesterday that Baran holds it is minhag that the ladies who are Bechorot do not have to fast. And that is the minhag as well in the community, that ladies do not accept upon themselves as Ta'anit Bechorot. However, some ladies are careful. They don't want to eat until they get some of the su'uda that was from the siyum, the magic cake, as we call it. So interestingly enough, Hachem ben Siyun says, bring them some magic cake. Even though, for men, if you bring them the cake from the siyum, you bring it home and they weren't part of the siyum, it's worthless. They cannot eat it, they stop the fast. But for a lady, that anyway the minhag is that they don't fast, and they want to do it, so you bring them this cake from the siyum, it's enough to align the opinions that say it's enough, and they could continue eating. So again, if you have a mother or a sister or something like that, the wife, that's a bechorah, and she said that was her custom when she was young, her father would bring her home some cake, for shalom bayit, and for so maybe some halakhic considerations, bring her home a piece of cake from the seuda. We pointed out yesterday as well, you have to be careful to eat a mizonot kezayit or gefen revi'it. 30 grams of mizonot, 1 ounce of, or 3.2 ounces of wine or grape juice. A lot of times they bring potato starch on Erev Pesach because they don't want to make the shul hametz. So you have to double check to make sure what the berachot you're making and what you're eating. Also, we said in the Ta'anit Bechorot, if a person goes to a brit milah, he doesn't have a siyum, there's a brit milah. That's considered seudat mitzvah, counts just as well. Seudat bar mitzvah, on the day where the boy is fully bar mitzvah, that's considered seudat mitzvah. Pidyon ben also is considered a seudat mitzvah. The moher, the sandak, the abiyah ben, automatically it's considered a yom tov for them, and therefore they don't have to be fasting. But one thing should be pointed out, that a bechor, when he comes to the synagogue, a lot of times in the morning, he forgets that he has to fast. So he has a coffee. He has to know that he cannot eat until actually the fast is over. One chidush we did see from Hakam ben Sion is that if a person, let's say he's coming to the 8 o'clock minyan, the 8 o'clock minyan doesn't have a siyum. So he came 7:45 to catch the siyum of the minyan before, but he didn't pray yet. Now he can't eat, can't drink gefen, he can't have mizonot, obviously, before tefillah. He says, let him drink some water at the siyum, water he can drink before tefillah, and after go, let him have a cup of wine, let him put a cup of wine on the side from the siyum to have it after. It should be pointed out that Hachem Odia has a big leniency, that if a person cannot do siyum masechet, if he wasn't available or no siyumim were around, he can be so lenient to finish one masechet of Mishnayot with the pirush of Rabbeinu Ovadia mebartenura. That's in a pinch where he has no choice. Interestingly enough, Hachem ben Sion does write that all this was talking about because people do not have the strength to fast. So they were lenient, even though this leniency of going to a siyum is not written in any of the Rishonim. It's something that the Aharonim invented in order to make it lenient for the people because it's too difficult for them to fast at a Pesach. They're not going to be able to do the Seder correctly on an empty stomach. But he writes, if a person knows himself, he's a good faster, nothing bothers him, he has gibor, and he can go the whole day, and he has strength and all that, matovu manarim, to do the actual Ta'anit Bechorot. But he asked a very strong question. He said, what's the whole concept of Ta'anit Bechorot? Because the Bechorot was saved. The Jewish firstborn was saved. So Adam, we should make a party. What do you have to fast for? On Purim, we were saved. So then we make sure that Purim. So Ta'anit Bechorot, we were saved. So what do you have to fast if you were saved? He says, because whoever gets saved, Menakim no mezakiyotav. They take away from the zekuyot. And therefore, we were saved, but could be it cost us. So therefore, in order to replenish or to fix the zekuyot that were lost, we make a Ta'anit. So therefore, again, the ma'aseh, most people, it's difficult for them to fast, especially now that we changed the clock. So the seder doesn't start till, 8:30, 9 o'clock. And like we said yesterday, you started with a cup of wine on an empty stomach, and then you don't eat until an hour after that. So it's really, the matzah maybe doesn't come into your stomach till 10 o'clock. So it's a very, very long fast. The fast on Erev Pesach, and there's 2 cups of wine on an empty stomach, actually. Just one little piece of karpas. So therefore, the maaseh, person should try to make a siyum, whether it's in the Gemara. He does point out that if a person did it out of order, the Gemara, it's okay also. It doesn't have to be kesedran, it's not a spirit of tefillin. You could do it in out of order, let's say Masechet Berachot. He did all the perakim except the 5th perak. He can get up on the day of the siyum, finish the 5th perak, read the last words of the 5th perak, and hadran like Masechet Berachot. It doesn't have to be the last words, let's say, of the Masechet. It's the last words that he learned in the Masechet.